Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God a series entitled, The Kingdom of God. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free tape of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
Verse 15, it came to pass that when he was returned, having received what?
The kingdom.
Having received the kingdom, he commanded his servants to be called to him to whom he had given the money, and that he might know how much every man had gained by trading. Does God have any servants in the earth?
Yes.
Are you one of his servants?
Yes.
You and I are his servants. Has he given us anything to do?
Yes.
Has he given us any anointings or any giftings or abilities?
Yes.
And resources and opportunities?
Yes.
To get gain for his kingdom?
Yes.
Will we be rewarded?
Yes.
When he comes?
Yes.
When his kingdom is set up? The final kingdom, the everlasting kingdom in the heaven, new heavens and new earth. Will we be rewarded for anything that we did to profit the kingdom? To benefit the kingdom that was gained for the kingdom? Will other stuff matter? Will how much money you made matter? Will how famous you became, will that matter? No. What will matter then? Only what we did for the kingdom. Oh, this is not real enough to us. I said, this is not real enough to most people. People live for the advancement and the gain of their company. Or their own personal nest egg or wealth or their own personal pleasure or hobbies or my dream. But we ought to be out for the kingdom. Advancing the kingdom. Because the other stuff's not going to matter. All the stuff we spent our life for, all the things we did. How many remember in the New Testament, he talks about that the works are going to be judged by fire. And some of them are going to be like wood, hay, and stubble. Well, what happens to that when it hits the fire? It's burnt up and that's it. It was a bunch of stuff. It was a bunch of work. People put a lot of effort into it and blood, sweat, and tears and money. But it wasn't for the kingdom. And it's going to just go up in smoke. And it's going to mean nothing. But there are going to be things, works, that were done by the direction of the Spirit. That were done out of faith and love. That were done for the advancement of the kingdom of God. And they're going to pass through the fire and come out shining. Gold and silver and precious jewels. They'll remain for eternity. And people will know 1,000 and 10,000 years from now that you did that in the kingdom. It'll never fade. It'll never go away. This is not real enough to so many people. If you've lived like this and thought like this and I did every day and every moment of our life, it'd change everything we did. You heard about an opportunity to invest in the kingdom? People are run over themselves, right? Trying to say, let me do it. Let me do it. Let me give it, right? Is it going to advance the kingdom? Then let me do it. Let me do it. Let me do it. Because it's the only thing that's going to matter in time to come. Keep reading. Came the first, verse 16, and he said, Lord, your pound has gained 10 pounds. What does that mean? What you gave me, I used it. And the kingdom of God was advanced and it was multiplied 10 times what you gave me. And the Lord's going to look at him and say, well, well done. Well, you good servant. Is that going to mean something to you? To hear the master look at you and call your name and say, good job, good job. Can you see this has not been real enough to us? But it's happening this morning, and as we go through this, this revelation is coming to us. One day soon and very soon. Lord, help me to get this out. I know my dad just went home to be with the Lord not too long ago. And, you know, the Lord ministered to me some things that really helped me far beyond just being comforted over his going home. But in my own life and understanding, he revealed to me, he said, heaven is not real enough to you. I thought, it's not. Because so many times when somebody, especially somebody that you know as a Christian, you know they know God, and their body dies, and they leave here. Well, people look at it as loss. Don't they? They do. They look at it as a loss. And people say it. We lost so and so. I don't know how many people filed through and told me, I'm sorry about the loss of your dad. And I know they meant well. But that's not right thinking. I didn't lose him. Right? If a friend of yours went to Kansas City, people don't come by and say, I'm sorry you lost your friend. Right? Because they went to Kansas City. I'm sorry you lost them. Yeah, they moved to L.A. I'm sorry about your loss. Huh? Why? Well, why don't people think that way? Because L.A. is real to them. Kansas City is real to them. Right? But heaven is like a fairy tale. It's like, no, heaven is just as real as Branson, but much nicer. Much. It's real. The people there are real. And the kingdom of God is real soon and very soon. He's coming back. He's setting up his kingdom in the new heaven and the new earth. It's real. It's real. It's real. It's not imaginary. It's not pretend. It's real. How many believe God is real? Jesus is real. His angels are real. His coming back is real. It's real. And that's all that's going to matter is his kingdom. So we might as well get geared that way. See, they were, his disciples thought that way because he talked about it so much. The people in the book of Acts thought that way. Amen. It was kingdom of God in the morning, kingdom of God at lunchtime, kingdom of God when the sun went down. Amen. They were kingdom of God minded. It was real to them. God should be so real to us. Heaven should be so real to us. The kingdom of God should be so real to us. And it's becoming more so. He came to him. He said, your pound has gained 10 pounds. And the Lord said to him, well, you good servant, because you have been what? Faithful in what? A very little. And you know, the biggest we can do down here is very little compared to what's coming. You've been faithful in a very little. What's the next phrase? Have thou authority over 10 clouds? 10 harps? What? 10 cities. Real cities? Oh, see, this hadn't been real to us. Cities as real as New York and Chicago. Did you hear me? Cities just that real. But eternal cities, and you have authority over 10 of them. Not for 100 years. Not for 500 years. Somebody says, who is that? That's Mo. Is he the guy, is the governor over those 15 cities over there? Yeah, that's him. Saint Mo. Right? Is that right? Is that real to us? Saint Rick. You mean he's over those 10 cities, over those 15 cities over there? Yeah. Yeah, the Lord assigned that to him. You know, back after the resurrection and all those things, and God set up his kingdom and a great white throne judgment and all those things. And God appointed according to every man's works. Is that right?
Yes,
his governorship and authority in the eternal kingdom of God. Have authority over 10 cities. And how many know when the King of Kings says it, that's it?
Yeah.
That's it. Well, it makes you want to stir up here and now, don't it? I mean it. The second came to him and said, Lord, your pound has gained 5 pounds. And the Lord said, why didn't you do 10 like my other guy? Huh? No. The other guy did 10. Why didn't you do 10? No. What did he tell him? If you look at the other accounts, you'll see he told him the exact same words. If you read Matthew's account, well done, good and faithful servant. Exact same words. You have authority over, you be over 5 cities. You reckon he'd rejoice to be over 5 cities? I reckon you'd rejoice to be ruler over a tree in the eternal kingdom of God. Are you kidding me? Much less 5 of the holy cities of the eternal kingdom of God. And these cities are just going to get bigger with no death. As the eons go by, can you see this hasn't been real to us? What has been real to people? Alarm clock going off at 6:30, navigating the traffic, huh? Monday morning, electric bill, right? That's what's been real to people, and they get up and they do it, and they come home and get up and do it, and they come home and get up and do it, and come home and act like they're going to do this forever. And you're not. I said, you're not. People act like, well, Phyllis and I were talking this morning, coming over. Every day is a gift. Every day is a gift. A gift of life with God and an opportunity to do something in the kingdom of God. A gift to have each other and to fellowship and to serve together. Every day is a gift. Because this can't go on forever like this. It's got to change.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching entitled Advancing the Kingdom, you may write to More Life Ministries, Post Office Box 1010, Branson, Missouri 65615, or you may call our offices at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. The offer number is R1402C. That's R1402C. And the tape will be sent to you postage paid. For more information about this ministry and an itinerary of upcoming meetings, please visit our website at www.morelifenow.org. Also, if you are visiting in our area, we invite you to attend service with us at Faith Life Church in beautiful Branson, Missouri. Service times are Friday evenings at 7:30 and Sunday mornings at 10 o'clock. Thank you for joining us today. And be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.